Good girls, good people are usually poor. Now, why do I say that? Well, because good people tend to have really sloppy energetic boundaries around their space and financially. Hi, Jo Warwick here, and I'm jumping on because I want to just talk about this subject because it's so important when exploring the abundance in your life and how you're shifting into claiming more for yourself. Now, the truth about people who are good, who have grown up as good girls, good boys, who want to be good-hearted, is that often they have a program that says, I cannot be selfish. Now, if you've been working down a path of self-love, you've probably got better at filling your own cup energetically and loving your body more. However, I expect you are also still depleted in certain areas of your life, and that depletion can be often around money. Now, for some people, you may be still on that journey of depletion that is playing out in your relationships or it's playing out in your money. Either way, it's all about your capacity to be selfish. Oh, that word, selfish. Selfish means self-aware, self-loving, self-caring, self-conscious, self-boundaries, very clear about putting yourself first. When we think about it in the way of being on the plane and that you must put on your mask first before helping anybody else, we're okay with it. It makes sense. That's in the conscious now. Most people are aware of that way of people pleasing and giving yourself away fully isn't great. However, we still play out that pattern if it's programmed in us to keep doing it over and over again in relationships or in our money. So let's talk about relationships first. So where we may still be having weak, sloppy boundaries, we may be finding that we're getting sick, we may be tired, we're depleted, and that can come up when you're going through motherhood or when you're growing, you've got teenage kids. Where there's more people, or even if you've started your own business and you have a family, these boundaries can get sloppy. So sloppy boundaries mean that you give too much away of yourself. You end up leaking your energy, or people take your energy. But most often it's just sloppy. There's no firmness to your riverbanks. So everything sort of just floods away. You get drained and you get very tired. So the first part of that, of course, is setting boundaries around timing, around making sure that you make time for yourself, that you're very clear about time to meditate and take care of your body and self-love and eating well and having time to chill out and time to space away and asking for help. These things are very, very key. And of course, I go on and on about this in the Big Book of Love, but firming up your boundaries so that you naturally, and I often describe this as filling up your tire on your car, but you pump up your tire, you fill up, you create more space, and those boundaries get firmer. So that's the first stage. Now the next part is firming up those areas of your life with relationships, the ability to have those. So you've filled up to create more energetic space, but also then being able to say no and yes to things correctly. So actually pushing people away energetically that you don't want in your space by filling up and creating firmer energetic boundaries, the people you feel irritate or drain you, etc., you push them away. Secondly, of course, being able to say no very clearly that you don't want something or you need time out or I need to take a break. Can you help me? Being very firm in that language helps us to create less sloppy boundaries, more firm boundaries for ourselves regarding self-love and filling up our expansion. So selfish doesn't seem that bad there, does it? It really doesn't. So then when we come to money, oh, good people can have so many bullshit beliefs about money, and those ideas get in the way, but they come down to one key thing. Every belief that you may have is that money is bad and money is, you become a bad person and money is, I can't even think of any now because I've cleared so many of mine, but, that it's, oh, it's in somebody else's hands and it's not in yours and that you just have twisted ideas about money. But money is just, it's an energy, but it's also a physical resource. It's something that you know, you can see it's digital. It doesn't really exist. It's just a thing. It's not big. It's not small. It's a thing. It's just showing you and reflects back yourself. And we'll come to that in a second. So money is all about, do I have money? Exactly the same as love. Do I have enough resources? Love, energy and money are all the same. Do I have enough resources? And so if you have sloppy boundaries around money, it's exactly the same. What you'll see is you'll have debt, large amounts of debt. You will be surviving on crumbs. You will feel depletion. You'll feel deeply upset, frustrated, etc. You'll keep coming to this same pattern, even if you're able to create money and then lose it again, because underneath it all, there is a fear of being selfish. So you feel a sense of guilt. It's the same emotion that gets played out in the love field, in the energy field. I get to be me. I get to have a selfish, self-focused, self-loving, strong, I come first, take care of myself. I'm here to take care of myself, because that's an adult state, that I know my boundaries. So we can come to this place. But if we don't have that, and we fear being selfish, that it's wrong, that it's bad, that mummy and daddy won't like it, that we feel guilty, that we've been shamed for having a desire, that we've had experiences growing up, that we've just programmed ourselves to feel that, to think about who we are, what we need, where we're going, what matters, and having all the resources first, and putting ourselves wholly 100% first, is bad. Oof. I mean, we could go on and on about, you know, religious contexts and all of those sort of things. But fundamentally, it's, you know and understand it in one place, but it's translating it to another. And it's saying, actually, my financial well-being matters. The same as my health well-being matters. Same as my mind matters. My mental state, my emotional state, my sexual state. All of this is about having strong, energetic, clear boundaries. And it's about claiming the, it's okay to be selfish. Because selfish is, I am self-focused. I am self-loving. I am self-caring. I am putting myself first. And from that place, we get to fill up our cup. We get to fill up our tire. We have an overflow. From the overflow of love, it's easy to give, because we're not giving from desperation. We're just giving. Our presence is enough. Our space is enough. Our being around people is enough. Our heart that we give from is from generosity, not need. And it's exactly the same financially. When we allow ourselves to fill up financially, to be strong financially, then it's normal for us, because we want to come from our generous heart. We have a generous heart. Then it's normal to want to give of the excess. And then, of course, it's totally natural that you will want to give to charities or support somebody else. But you've got to know your strong, energetic, financial boundaries first. You've got to put yourself financially forward first, so that you can clear yourself of any debt and crumbs, you know, this crumb mentality. And paying off debt, that's fine. There's nothing actually wrong with borrowing money from credit cards and having loans. There is nothing wrong with that. But if you have a mentality that says it is a weight, it is a sign of depletion, that you'll never have enough to pay it off, because you have this belief of being selfish. And when we're selfish, we decide to have what we want. What do we want? This is a question I ask all the time. What do you want? What do you really want? And of course, when we ask those questions from that place, we always go, oh, I want more money and I want more love. But that's just surface. What do you really want? What would your life look like when you're living from what you want? When you get to be 100% selfish. 100% selfish first. Because it's trusting the fact that you are a good-hearted, generous, soulful, loving being. And that you're just putting your well-being first. And when you do that, you naturally soften the edges. And then what happens is, eventually, you're able to just naturally soften those edges and give from your overflow. And then it's fun because you're not giving with a need, a desperation. I'm trying to be good. I'm trying to get from somebody else. You're giving because it just feels good to you. And it doesn't matter then the amount that you're giving. So that when you feel really strong and financially secure, you can give lots of money or you can give very little because you're still giving from a state of overflow of your energy, from your love, from your time, from your money. You're in generosity. You're in abundance. Lots of energy in this. You probably want to listen to this a few times. So it's challenging to say, I get to be selfish. I get to be selfish. And when I am selfish, what do I look like? What do I feel like? What does my life come from? When I'm in that solution phase and I get to trust myself from that solution energy of it's already here and it's already done and I'm the other side of this so-called problem I've had. How do I actually live my life? How do I live my life from a place of self-love, self-care, self-abundance, self-love, and financially self-loving? Financially self-loving with strong financial boundaries. That I know that when I have strong financial boundaries, I can take care of myself. Now, I just have to share that one of the things that I had a resistance around this in my life is because growing up, I always saw that men had better boundaries around this. They were very good at demanding. There was more ego to be able to say, you know, show me the money. Show me the money. Where's the money? I expect to be paid. Give me the money. And because at that time, in energetically in the collective, there didn't seem to be a lot of feminine. So that money idea became poisoned with the idea that it's arrogant, it's egotistical, it's toxic, it's wrong, it's blah, blah, blah. And yes, there are people that can go that way, but you're not one of them. If you are a heart-centered, beautiful, connected to your femininity and alignment and self and soul, you're already there. You just need to firm up your friggin' boundaries around money, around other people, around your space, about taking up space. And that's not a striving energy, by the way. That's not a striving energy to be more. It's I take up space and I have a reservoir of energy, of love, of money for myself. And then from a reservoir and not a small pool, but a reservoir, an overflow. And it's fine to be able to help others. It's good. It's lovely. It's a wonderful feeling to give to others, to change your pricing. One of the reasons, you know, I changed my pricing was because it felt right to me to offer a chance to not have rigid and say, well, you have to pay me, you know, 10,000 to work with me, or you have to pay me, you know, 50 grand to work with me as a company or whatever. But instead to go, well, but where are you? What can you afford? Because I have that beauty of where I am, of feeling strong and very strong energetic boundaries and knowing that there is an absolute abundance of money, of energy, of love, of time. There is that abundance. So it can be softer and it allows me the chance to pick and choose and what I want. So, lot of energy, lot of words. And it's something for you to listen to and something for you to sit with. But to leave you with that thought and something to journal on around being selfish and the sign when you are not being self-focused, self-loving, selfish, self-caring is depletion. And that's where they go hand in hand. So whether that depletion is your health, whether it is your wealth, whether it is in your relationships and the relationships are being crummy and you feel that, you know, there's a lack of love and a lack of self, you know, lack of care. All of that depletion is a sign where you're not being selfish, self-focused, self-loving, self-caring. So you've got to make peace with that part and dig deep for yourself. Journal into why do I struggle? Why do I struggle with being selfish? Why? Why? Ask yourself the why, the why, the why, the why. Go deeper. It's always about going deeper until you feel that you've reached a place of peace, of actually like, that makes sense to me. I'm good with that. I am good with being selfish. I am good with setting financial boundaries. I am good with putting myself first. I am good with claiming my time, my energy, my space, my health, that I put me first. And then, of course, you're naturally generous. So I'm sending you much beautiful love. Have a great day and re-listen to this as many times as you need.